With SRN News, I'm John Scott. That's top Hamas official Salih Hariri, appearing video conference in 2020. Hamas and Hezbollah officials say that Hariri has been killed in an explosion in a southern Beirut suburb. Hariri had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Meanwhile, a retired U.S. Navy admiral says Israel is making good progress toward its goals in the war against Hamas. Bob Agnew has more.
Retired Admiral James Savridis says it's been a productive start to the war.
I think the Israelis have made their point.
He says two objectives will make that point conclusively. First, Israel will have to destroy Hamas leadership.
And number two is the tunnel system. They need to destroy, decommission, flood, explosively detonate those tunnel systems.
It's a process, Tabridi says, Israel can likely accomplish within months. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, testifying before the House Education Committee last month, Harvard President Claudine Gay was asked by New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik if calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate Harvard's code of conduct.
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful. It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies against bullying, harassment.
Does that speech not?
Gay has resigned as Harvard president over criticism from that testimony. Also, there were many plagiarism accusations leveled against the former Harvard president. A 1.7 magnitude earthquake that hit New York City may have caused a series of small explosions on an island between Manhattan and Queens. There were no injuries. This is SRN News. Troubling new information about a British transgender clinic. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It was closed down last year after lawmakers expressed concern about what was going on there. A new report finds that nearly 400 children under the age of 6 were treated there, and more than 70 of them were 3 and 4 years old. British mental health experts say kids that young cannot possibly be transgender and should not be undergoing, quote, treatment at any facility. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are trying to prevent children from being exposed to pornographic content in their local libraries. Illinois, however, is going in the opposite direction. A new law in that state has gone into effect that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of its content. This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump is expected to appeal rulings from Colorado and Maine that he is no longer eligible for the presidency. States in Congress wrestling with cybersecurity at water utilities amid renewed federal warnings.
The hacking of a municipal water authority in a small Pennsylvania town by what the feds say were Iranian-backed hackers targeting equipment because it was Israeli-made is prompting new warnings from U.S. security officials. They say the dangerous hackers gaining control of automated equipment to shut down pumps that supply drinking water or contaminate drinking water by reprogramming automated chemical treatments. The efforts took on new urgency in 2021 when the federal government's leading cybersecurity agency reported 5 attacks on water authorities over 2 years, most of them by ransomware. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com.